Okay.
Okay.
Jaun andreak, arratsaldeon eta ongi etorriak Time Out of Mind pelikularen eta Rice Fundazioaren prentsaurrekora. Bienvenidos a la rueda de prensa de la proyección especial fuera de competición de Time Out of Mind y la Fundación Rice.
The Rice Foundation. He's repeating it in English now. We're going to start with a few words from the mayor of San Sebastian, Eneko. Thank you very much. Why, good morning to all of you. It's a special moment. Today is a special moment because plus this moment commenced, well, it commenced quite a long while back when José Luis Rebordinos called me and he said that this year Richard Gere was going to turn up to the festival, but on this occasion he wanted to come along to visit the headquarters of the Rice Foundation, and I was quite surprised. It surprised me because how curious is that? All of a sudden you think that someone who's on the red carpet and in front of the cameras all the time, no, on this occasion he wanted to come to see the headquarters of the Rice Foundation, and that's a piece of news that makes us feel very happy because bearing in mind the atmosphere in the city during this 9 days, it only shows one face of people who live very well and a lot of glamour. And we're hiding the other side of the coin, a completely different face. We've got to show the other side, the other face of this of our city in the film festival is something it should be thankful for. The Richard Gere as well. I want to thank Richard Gere and the Rice Foundation for making this possible. He's repeating what he just said in Spanish now. Richard Gere is saying that Mr. Rebordino said he wanted to come to the festival and visit the headquarters of the Rice Foundation. Well, that really blew me apart because I couldn't believe it. A star of his level and his Alejandra, his partner, had wanted to visit the reality of homeless people. It has a lot of meaning for us. And 1 week where we most see probably are the red carpet, and there's another reality in our city that it seems that they don't exist, and also within the framework of a festival like this, in which this situation can take place, which enables us also to see what San Sebastian is and the other side of San Sebastian. I think this is something which is very necessary for our conscience and also for the conviviality and coexistence in our city, undoubtedly. I'm going to tell you an anecdote to illustrate what I believe happens in this city and to draw your attention to what takes place in our city. And this happens every day when I get to work to the town council building and I go through the boulevard, I walk down the boulevard at 8 o'clock in the morning. Normally I see 8 or 10 regulars who sit on the benches on the boulevard itself in San Sebastian. I ever spend the night, I imagine, in the surrounding area or wherever. With some of them I've had the occasion to be able to chat to them and have a talk to them, and the truth is that the reaction that many citizens have vis-a-vis that image that we see every day in the morning in our city is something that concerns me. It concerns me because many people stop me in the street and they go, hey mayor, how can these people be here? Why don't you get them away from here? Because they bother us. They're bothersome. And I usually ask, they bother you because they steal something from you, or they're violent with you, or what's the problem? No, they offer an image of the city that we don't like in a place which is quite in the, it's almost downtown, in downtown San Sebastian. And when you hear these things, well, they make you reflect, and it's also quite hurtful. It makes you, what kind of city and what kind of awareness or conscience do we have in this city? And not only one, two, or three, or four people say this, but quite sincerely, believe me, it's something that a mayor has to listen to many times and from many people. And that is why I believe that the fact that we've got the occasion of putting on the table this reality that exists every day is something that's very important. It's very important because, and a plus, it draws our attention to make, to become aware and to do something. In this film festival, we've seen the reality within the film in Kalebegiak, which is a Basque film, and it was premiered in the velodrome Kalebegiak. It was premiered and screened. It's a film title of 12 different directors, and it talks about this subject that I'm referring to, and it talks about the town council and the institution, and they give us quite a hard time. We don't come out too well, and then it reflects generally on the model of society what we have, and I think this will be put on the table as well. Some technicians have said, well, they say it's not fair. They're saying a series of things, but we shouldn't consider it a criticism. Let's take it as a pretext or a reason in order to progress and improve things for these people. And also, we've also had the occasion to see in a film, he's repeating what he just said now in Spanish, in Kalebegiak, it's the fourth film of Imanol Uribe, and it reflects the situation that we're talking about. And he does it in a very harsh way because it hits us really hard. It complains that we don't come out well, the politicians. And one of the technicians that deal with these issues says, well, they're saying things that are unfair because that's not true, and so on and so forth. But I don't take it in that way. I think that when you reflect a reality, what we have to do is become aware of that reality and try to overcome those situations and to do something about it. I undertake this as a critique, but constructively, to become aware of an issue that appeals to our social awareness, not only the institutions, but the social model and the society. I'm not going to talk anymore because I think you've come to listen to other people on the panel. And I just simply would like to repeat my thanks that this moment is possible, and in this festival, where there is room also for people who form part of our community and quite often are not seen, are invisible. It's a great occasion. I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Alcalde Jauna, Alejandra, Richard.
Alejandra and Richard Guerra, welcome, and thank you very much to all of you who have come today, all of the journalists. The visit that we carried out yesterday to the center of the Rice Foundation in the Santa Bartolomé Street, Paco, a person who spent several years living in the streets, said the following. After starting to live in the street, it was difficult to start to ask for money or ask for pittance. I cried and swallowed a lot of my tears, but I can't handle it anymore, and I started to ask for money in the street. And all of a sudden, one day, a man gave me 50 cents, and he sat next to me in the corner. I was a bit concerned, especially because whether he was going to hit me or hurt me or steal from me. But it was even worse. After a while, he came up to me and he said, "Jesus, man, you don't exist. I've spent more than 20 minutes here and no one's even looked at you." And since then, he continued to say, every time I can, I send 10 or 20 euros to my daughter so that she knows that I exist and I'm still alive. Yesterday, Alejandra and Richard heard, as always, and very endearly, listened to a lot of people, homeless people, and they spoke. And one of the things that drew our attention, as always, is that they looked at them. They looked at their eyes very powerfully without looking at it the other way. That's the moment when they were the moments when the conversation was a bit harsher, trying to tell them, hey, listen, I do see you. I recognize you. You're a person just like me, with the same dignity and with the same rights. What happens is that you don't have a home. But the problem with homeless people is a true drama of our current day, the day we in our day-to-day lives. It's a world which is going through a globalization process and it's always trying to seek its own home, really. It's a paradox, nevertheless, of a problem which is sufficiently large enough to not see it, but to provide solution, but at the same time, small enough to be able to solve it as well. So in Spain, every day, every 6 days in Spain, one homeless people dies who lives in the street. As an average, their 20 years average length of life, than any of us, more than half of them have been victims of some sort of insults, threats, or they've been hit or beaten, and so on and so forth. In our cities, the famous smart cities, are we able? We know how much pollution there is at the moment, and how much traffic, how many cars go are on the streets, or what is the average occupation in parking lots. We don't know how many people live in the street. We know all that other information, but the different there's concerning figures because they've been added up. But there is a solution, and a solution exists, and that's a good piece of news. 25 years ago, an American psychologist, Sansom Berries, who worked with homeless people who had mental illnesses, invented housing first, a revolutionary method which consists in offering people who stayed for many years in a situation of social exclusion, living in the street, a stable dwelling. The success of this methodology reduced 30% of the problem in New York in the next 3 years, and it was transferred then to Europe, and then different countries have started to apply this new methodology. The results are very clear. In every country where it's implemented, this process is implemented, it works. The average figures of the people is between 80 and 100% success rate, and the quality of life improves substantially. The fact that the United Nations has adopted Housing First as one of the main strategies in the struggle against homelessness. In the Basque Country, it's quite clear. We've got to set an objective, that no person should live in the street. To be the first territory in Europe to finish with the problem that these homeless people suffer every day. From Reis Euskadi, after 16 years working with people, homeless people, we consider that Housing First is the solution for the people that suffer this problem. At a state level, the Reis Foundation has a pilot program underway for over 2 years, which is providing very similar results to the international average figures. And the Basque Country has to be a reference in this field as well, as is Europe, as we are at a social policy level. We want to thank, in this case, the town council of Donostia and Nico Roya, the mayor, his clear commitment to work and to try to solve the problem in this problem in the Basque Country, and also his closenesses and sensitivity in the visit to the center yesterday. If we want to build human cities, we need humanist leaders. Thank you very much, Mayor. I want to thank the media as well for helping us to highlight and to solve this human drama. In a world with excess impacts, your role is a fundamental role to make the society aware of this problem. So, and above all, thank you very much to Richard Gere and to Alejandra. Thank you very much. You're the most important activist that the cause has in the world. And from his experience in the shooting of the film, Time Out of Mind, he's been connected with homeless people and their cause, and he's collaborating since then with different organizations who work with homeless people in the United States. Along with Alejandra Silva, they got in touch with Reis last year. The truth is, we couldn't believe it when they got in touch with it. They both wanted to get to know very close the work that Reis carries out. And for this, they have coexisted and lived with a long time in different resources that were at direct contact with the very close and real contact with homeless people. In the last year, we've had the great fortune of having them with us. Alejandra, as our patroness, she has participated in different activities with homeless people, like a night counting of people. She's achieved funds and for it. And with Richard, they've They've carried out a campaign of cardboard people and draw attention. Thank you, Alejandro. Thank you very much, Richard, as well.
The homeless people. Giving them dignity. Making them feeling again human beings. Thank you for your action. Being a model for all of us. Encouraging global leaders and institutions to solve this human drama. And thank you for your support to RISE, motivating all the professionals working there to continue this fight. Desde RISE prometemos seguir mirando a los ojos.
To keep looking in the eyes of the people, homeless people, recognize them and make them visible in our society. And above all, help them to recover something that they should never have lost, their home. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Someone's leading this, not me.
Yo no voy a empezar.
Or
Alejandra, or
begin with the question.
Or I mean,
do you want to mention anything else?
We're doing Q&As.
As you prefer.
Well, I would. Alejandro, why don't you speak next, and then I'll say something.
Yo creo, mira.
I think.
She needs an introduction.
No.
Besides being incredibly beautiful, she is one of the most committed people that I've ever met. And when we met and I was working on this film, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think she saw any of my films before we met. And she ended up seeing this Time Out of Mind, and she was blown away by it. And we started talking about my many years of work on this subject. And she said, look, how can I help? And I said, you can help. Well, what I want to do with this film, and I've done everywhere around the world where the film opens up, is to find really effective NGOs, non-governmental organizations on the ground that are working in this world of homelessness. And well, long story short, she did the legwork to find RISE and went to see them, spent time with them, and said, look, this is the group I want you to meet. And we spent time together in Madrid. And I also was incredibly impressed by their work. But even more so, I was so impressed by Alejandra and how she was able to organize something vast, professional, extremely high level, and in ways that normally NGOs can't work, of making this known in the press, of putting together the right group of people who have power. In this case, it was the mayor of Madrid that we got to speak to about this, and local government officials, and have certain commitments from them, and then continue to bring the film here to San Sebastian, a place that I love very much. But this was a film that was playing the festivals last year. There was no reason for it to play this year in San Sebastian. But she got to Jose Luis, who's out there right now. He's not paying any attention, but.
Where is Jose Luis?
Yeah, he's right there. He's over there. So the director, and she spoke to the director and he said, look, this is a film from last year. It's not really appropriate. And Alejandra spoke to him many times and said, look, this is really important work. So I said, absolutely, we're going to do this. We're going to make it important. We're going to show it in a festival and create an environment that people will see this issue from a very human point of view, but an artistic point of view, that these are people who are in our family, not outside of our world. They're in our world. And so this all happened because of Alejandra. So I just want you to know that this wasn't Richard Gere and his girlfriend. She really organized this.
I mean, thank you.
After everything he said, let's say the mayor and Jordi and Richard, I don't know what else to say. apart from this wouldn't have been possible without your film and the dream that he had 12 years ago to help our homeless people. And we're very thankful to be able to form part of this cause, and the reception with Reis a year ago now. And I would also mention the distributor of the film, better said, because they didn't even think about it twice. Luis del Val was his name, and he passed away a few weeks ago, and I wanted to make a special mention, because without him, it wouldn't have been possible either. So thank you very much, Luis. We've got his son here, it seems.
Irony. Where is his son? Is he right here? I don't see you out there. Is Luis's son here in the room? No. But this incredible irony, he actually died very suddenly in Tibet. And it was something that he and I had spoken about before, and I didn't even realize how important the whole idea of Tibet was to him, and Buddhism, and real transcendence and universal responsibility. But this incredible, joyous irony that if he was to pass, it was in Tibet, actually looking at the Potala Palace, which was the ancient homes of the Dalai Lamas. So kind of an amazing event.
Okay, you can start questions. We will try to attend to all your questions. Questions, please. Hi, good morning, and thank you very much for the project. I'd like to ask, Jordi, you mentioned the media that are very, the media is very important, and they are, but I personally, I question, and I have a doubt that through the media, there's any real awareness in the media vis-a-vis, I'd never heard the term, homelessness, it's the first time I've heard that word, but the truth is, do you really believe that we have the power, but don't you think that we need to give further drive and make them more aware so that the media can really reflect these types of issues? Like, for example, the mayor has mentioned the homeless people on the boulevard, but in downtown San Sebastian, but I never see this in the local press or in any press, and those people that sleep in the ATM machines. Thank you.
Certain responsibility. No. First of all, I really want to thank the mayor. He kind of surprised me. I've dealt with municipalities all over the world, and there are mayors and governors and presidents who are basically good-hearted people, but they come for the photo opportunity with the movie star. And this was a mayor, he came for the photo opportunity, but he stayed with us for an hour and a half in closed quarters without the press, speaking to the clients of Reis and really listening. We were there serving them, and quite humble, I mean, amazingly humble and open to this experience of really feeling the dilemma of his constituents, as well as all of you. I was very, very, very impressed with him. Now, the question about journalism, you're here. You're all here right now. Now, we've created an opportunity. The movie has created an opportunity for us to discuss this. You have a responsibility. Everyone in this room, the ones who see the movie, who don't, but you're here and we're talking about this subject. The mayor has given his time to come here. All of us have given the time. You have. From now on, we're doing this together. All right? And that's the only way you create social change, is together. Different sectors of society coming together, recognizing a problem, knowing that there's solutions. Housing First is a solution that works. Now, finding the resources to do that is an interesting process, and that's what the mayor has to do, is explain this to his constituents with your help of the press, that this is the most effective way of dealing with a problem. not just emotionally and spiritually, but also financially. This is the cheapest way of dealing with a problem. It gets the best results with the least amount of money. But don't forget, this is a partnership, okay? We do this together. And there's a commitment here from Rice, there's a commitment here from Alejandra, and there's a commitment from me to be partners in this process.
And we need a commitment from you. Necesitamos un compromiso.
We need a commitment from you as well. Would it be possible, could you do a series of articles throughout the year to see how the problem of homelessness and what the solution could be? Do you commit yourself to doing that with us? Well, okay.
That here. Come on, take a chance. Raise your hand. Make a commitment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Muchas gracias, amigos y amigas.
We've got to seal the commitment with homeless people, as we say in the campaign. Rice, the same as what Richard and Alejandra has said, I think that in this room today, where all of the necessary elements here are here to solve the problem. First of all, we've got people that have a public dimension, like Richard and Alejandra, who yesterday, after coming from New York to Madrid and come to San Sebastian, they could have taken a rest and lengthened their lunch or dedicated their leisure time to many other things or whatever. And very generously, what they did was to share their time to people, homeless people. And plus, what's important as well, attracting the focus of the media to a problem, as the mayor says, that does exist, and we can't leave to one side and forget about it. In this room, the public institutions are represented as well, who are essential to solve this problem, and who will also spend the day with us, and they are all year round close to the problem, trying to find and seek the best solutions. Race is here, apart as well, and apart from many, many other organizations that are trying to deal with the or provide a solution, the Race Foundation, and we have a solution, which is housing first, and that we know that it works throughout other countries in the world. And that it's very effective, it's cheaper as well. And above all, it solves the problem. The media is here represented. All of you are here who are of fundamental importance for vis-a-vis this issue. We've got other examples. I would say the pages, for example, how many pages are dedicated to football, for example, in a newspaper? I know even the bench of my favorite team. I know whether the guy's got a twisted ankle, but I don't know how many people are homeless and sleeping out in the street in my city. And then finally, we've got the citizens. That is to say, and as I said before, all of those people in the room, all of you, I would recommend to look at the problem, to carry out that exercise, and to think, what is our attitude every time we cross a person who's living out in the street? When we get close to that when we get close to them, we look the other way, and we know that person. And yesterday, at a very enormously impacted and emotional moment, Richard, with a homeless person, he said, in this life, he said, I am the movie star, and you are the homeless.
Probably I will be the homeless, and you will be the movie star.
Más preguntas en la sala.
More questions? I think there was one back here, and then we'll come here to the front row. Okay? Hi, good morning. Congratulations for the project, and welcome to San Sebastian. I would like to know, Richard, how do you get into how do you portray a role with a person that's going through that drama in the social layer that he lives in? Obviously, you've got no problems with resources, but how do you live that? Could you describe how you really live in person that drama that you've seen out in the streets for the shooting of the film?
First of all, I've been living in New York since I was, I think, 20 years old. It's a long time, because I'm very old right now. And in New York, it's more ubiquitous than in Spain. We have, I think the numbers are about 60,000 we're using in Spain.
Yeah.
About 60,000 people are homeless in Spain. There are 60,000 people in New York City who are homeless. So it's very much in our face in New York. And every block has our homeless person. We're used to seeing them, or many of them. And we had some very tough guy mayors who dealt with a problem in New York. One in particular, Mayor Giuliani, whose idea was to have the police beat them up and shove them out of town. And it was a really horrible period that all of us felt very ashamed for him, for ourselves, and for our homeless brothers and sisters. So this is something that's kind of in the fabric of us as New Yorkers. But there's also an energy in New York of you deal with a problem. We talk about things. Things are very much in the open. I became very close to a group called the Coalition for the Homeless in New York, which was the primary advocacy group for homeless people and helped create the laws that protect them in New York City and New York State. In fact, it's the only place, I believe, in the world that it, by law, it's a right to shelter, a right to a bed. If you present yourself as needing a bed in New York City, you have to be given a bed. And there are certain dimensions now about how many people in the room, how big is the bed, how the space between the beds, the services that are offered, I mean, all these kind of things. So it's part of law now in New York. Now, in terms of playing a character like this, when I think it was kind of in my bones, and I spent, as Alejandra said, it was 12 years developing this project to the point where I know I didn't want to do something superficial or easy. I didn't want it to feel like a television movie. I want it to feel immersive, that if you watch this movie, you don't see what it's like, you feel what it's like to be on the streets and not know where your next meal is going to come from, where you're going to sleep that night, if you're going to be safe or not in the next 10 minutes or the next 24 hours, and the kind of anxiety and alienation that comes with those fears. I felt them to a certain degree, but it was actually in the process, and I had friends on the street when I was developing the movie and working with a coalition. There were many homeless brothers and sisters of all ages who became friends of mine and personal friends, and some continue. But the depth of it, I think, didn't occur to me until we started shooting. And the way we started shooting, the whole idea of the film is that I was going to be on the streets of New York. The cameras were very far away, hidden, sometimes in stores, in apartments, on roofs, sometimes under men-at-work tents on the streets. So the footprint of the filmmaking was not obvious to anyone. I was hopeful but skeptical of how long I could be on the streets before Richard Gere, the movie star, wasn't seen. And so we did a test day in a very busy section of New York, Astor Place, in the West Village, not far from where I live, actually. And a very busy place. I would never go into that square and stand there. Well, the idea was that I was going to have to make the film work. So we did this test day, and I came out there in character, emotionally in character and physically in character. And how many have actually seen the movie here? A few. Please see it, because this will make sense to you when you see the film. So I basically look like myself. It's not like I'm someone else. It's still basically Richard Gere with some alterations. And clothes of this homeless man, and the emotional weight of this man. So I came out to the square, and I stood there on the corner with a coffee cup. And I wasn't aggressive. I didn't do anything. No one paid any attention to me. and we were shooting digital film, so we could have very long takes. A minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. 45 minutes we shot. No one made eye contact with me. They could see, feel this homeless guy from two blocks away and made a mental and emotional decision that this guy's homeless, I don't want to engage. So this was maybe the first time in the last 45 years that I have been invisible anywhere in the world. And if this could happen to me, imagine what that's like to someone who isn't a movie star, who isn't rich, who doesn't have access to power. But within those 45 minutes, I can tell you the emotional changes in me were extraordinary, and there certainly was an epiphany, not just about the movie, but the existential reality of all of our lives, that how many of us are seen, really seen, how much in our world do we really see? How much are we stuck with the surface of reality, the very naked, crude surface of reality, but never feel the depth of who we are or anyone else is around us? Now, in that sense, to me, this movie is not just about being homeless in the sense of one man or a group of people needing a home, but that sense of all of us that we have, where we're looking for our home, of who we really are, as individuals, as part of a society, as part of a universe, how deeply interconnected we all are. That's our reality, not the surface reality that makes us feel like we're in separate modules. Obviously, I could go on and on about this, but it was a profound experience for me, and to answer your question very simply, it was only in the playing of it that I really felt the depth of where this movie was coming from.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it here because of the commitments that Invited Guests have and the right of the itinerary of the film festival. Obviously, I invite you to see the film that will be done at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Thank you very much to all of you. Thank you, Mayor, for being with us. Jordi Alpareda, thank you very much for being
and being with us in San Sebastian, and Alejandra Silva.
Alejandra Silva, the patroness of Rice, thank you very much for your support and directing the public attention towards this very important subject. Thank you.